This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Finance Ministry starts preparing budget estimates for upcoming fiscal year. Country's hilly and mountainous regions of Sudhupashchim Karnali and Gandaki province receive rain and snowfall. Communication Minister Gurung reiterates the government's claim to have brought social media bill to curb anarchy in digital media platforms. Human rights defenders and experts suggest correction in the bill. And Ukrainian President Zelensky reaches London amid tensions with President Donald Trump over U.S. support. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Finance has prepared the budget calendar for the upcoming fiscal year 2082 and 83 and has started preparing the budget estimates accordingly. According to the Ministry of Finance spokesperson Sam Prasad Bhattarai, the budget formulation process for the upcoming fiscal year has moved forward with the budget ceiling provided by the National Resources Estimates Committee. The Resource Estimates Committee has set a budget ceiling of around 1900 billion rupees and budget ceilings have been given to all ministries. The ministries will have to provide the details of the policies, programs and indicators to be included in the budget to the Ministry of Finance and the National Planning Commission by mid-April. Discussions on the policies and programs of the budget will be held in the National Planning Commission from the first week of April. Country's hilly and mountainous regions of Sudhupashchim Karnali and Gandaki province have received rain and snowfall, disrupting daily life. Since Friday morning, snowfall has been reported in the highlands of the districts like Bajang and Assam in Sudhupashchim, bringing colder temperatures to the area. The snowfall, along with the rain which began on Thursday afternoon, has turned the mountains in the high hilly regions of Bajura wide. Similarly, the Nagma-Gamgadi road has been blocked after continuous rain and snowfall. The tourist road connecting Mugu to Karnali Highway has been blocked after the snowfall. Likewise, the snowfall has also been falling in the Samdo area of Ward No. 1 of Sumnobri Rural Municipality in Gorkha District for the past 3 days has not stopped yet. Tourists who came to visit Larke Pass have stopped in Samdo. However, farmers are optimistic as snow and rain are expected to boost crop production. This comes after a dry winter season with no rainfall in the region. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung says the social media bill has been brought to prevent the activities that weaken the nation, people, law and order and national unity. Inaugurating the 32nd anniversary of the Himalayan Eye Hospital in Pokhara today, the government spokesperson said the government is not trying to curtail freedom of expression and press freedom and that the penalty provisions in the bill could be discussed and amended. However, the human rights defenders and experts on cyber law and cyber crime have underlined the need for correcting the bill. The vaccination campaign against cervical cancer is stalled in the mountainous districts after adverse weather is beginning from Sunday. The snowfall occurred in the districts including Manang, Mustang, Dolpa and Humla had halted the vaccination drive. A spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Prakash Buratoki, via a regular video briefing said Manang, Mustang and Humla districts will have the vaccination on Monday while Dolpa on the 6th of March. In the nationwide campaign run from the 4th to the 18th of February, the ministry has made 92% target. Chairperson of the CPN Mao Center, Pushpa Kamal Dhalprasanda, has vowed utmost support to ensure justice to Rinku Kumari Sada. Chairperson Dhal visited the family of Sada at Bhagavatipur of Nawarazpur in Siraha district this morning. The 17-year-old Rinku Sada, a victim of gang rape, was found dead after locals tried to hush the issue, conducting a meeting of bigwigs in locality known as Panchayat. The Mao's leader, including Chairperson Dhal, reached Rinku's house as part of the party's Thoraimadis awakening campaign rather. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Internet SMS नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# हाश डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। President Ramchandra Podil has appealed to all to join the campaign of nation building with a determination to work for the sake of country and its people. Addressing a Sri Mad Bhagwat Gyan Mahayagya and Religious Tourism Festival 2081 in Pokhara today, President Podil said that the Federal Democratic Republic was achieved from a long struggle and huge sacrifice of the people. He clarified that country's economic development was the desire of our constitution and Federal Democratic Republic. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, along with Ukrainian delegation, reached London on Saturday. According to the BBC, the Ukrainian President will meet with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer in Downing Street later today. President Zelensky will also be attending a summit of European leaders in London tomorrow, which will be hosted by Starmer. The UK visit comes after President Zelensky had a furious conversation with US President Donald Trump on Friday. Zelensky faced an extraordinary dressing down in front of the world's media after President Trump and his Vice President J.D. Vance demanded that he show more gratitude for years of U.S. support. The Ukrainian president pushed back at suggestions from his more powerful partners that he should work harder to agree a ceasefire with Vladimir Putin. They responded that Zelensky was being disrespectful. During the fiery showdown with the U.S. president on Friday, Trump accused Zelensky of gambling with World War III. However, President Zelensky said Ukraine is ready to sign the U.S. proposed mineral deals, but need security guarantees from Washington and wants the U.S. to stand more firmly on the side of Ukraine. Hamas on Saturday rejected Israel's formulation of extending the first phase of the ceasefire instead of proceeding to the second phase as originally planned, calling it unacceptable. Al Jazeera cited Hamas spokesperson Hazem Qasem as saying that no talks were being held for a second ceasefire phase, even as the first phase is due to expire on Saturday. Spokesperson Qasem said Israel bears the responsibility for not starting second phase of negotiations, accusing it of wanting to recover the remaining captives from Gaza while retaining the possibility of resuming the war. Egypt's State Information Service on Friday, officials from Israel joined mediators from Qatar and the United States in Cairo on Thursday for intensive discussions. However, those negotiations apparently were no good. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the mountainous region, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places throughout the country, and it will be partly cloudy to generally cloudy in the hilly regions, with the possibility of light rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places. Similarly, the weather of the Rai region of the old provinces except Kosi province will be mainly fair, but the weather in Kosi province will be partly cloudy to generally cloudy, and light rain with thunder and lightning is also possible at one or two places. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Finance Ministry starts preparing budget estimates for upcoming fiscal year. Country's hilly and mountainous regions of Sudhur Pashchim Karnali and Gandaki province receive rain and snowfall. Communication Minister Gurung reiterates the government's claim to have brought social media bill to curb anarchy in digital media platforms. Human rights defenders and experts suggest correction in the bill. And Ukrainian President Zelensky reaches London amid tensions with President Donald Trump over U.S. support. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.